Forgiveness. That is such a beautiful word. In this episode, we will explore the difference between forgiveness as a feeling and as a decision.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Gerwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Welcome to the A Few Minutes with God podcast. This is episode 10. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today I'd like to urge you to help us out. Point out the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network to your friends, share this episode, and please star rate our audios either on iTunes. You can search for A Few Minutes with God podcast or any podcast app on your smartphone. You can also share this audio with your friends using our social media buttons, and you can even email it to a friend. Thanks so much for helping our new network at this point get found by other fellow Christians. Well, today I'm going to share a very personal and painful story. Painful because it took me so many years to truly feel the forgiveness I craved in my heart. As many of you listening can relate, I had someone hurt me terribly, and that hurt was due to a false accusation, even though this person and I had been through a very close friendship. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to list some things. Again, these will be on the show notes. But the first one, number one, is misunderstanding, lies, and false accusations bring hurt to both parties, and no one is left unwounded. You know, even though this person hurt me, I know that they were not unaffected by it. You know, we had journeyed a road with some very special, issues in our life, I guess you could say. Both of us had special needs children. And in the travels, we kind of found comfort in each other because we could relate as mothers to our trials and obstacles, even though they were very different. And, you know, we knew our children faced futures that were going to be very different and very difficult because of their handicaps. And for those of you listening that have a child that has some handicaps, or maybe you do as well, it's not the life we envisioned for ourselves, and God's plans are so much better than ours, but at the time, all we can focus on is the problem. So this journey brought us on some very different paths. Mine began as an uphill battle, trusting God and His providence and mercy to give me the tools I needed to help my child, and I ultimately began homeschooling. My friend decided a special school in another state was an option and sent her child there full-time while she and her husband continued to live in the state where I lived. And my job as a friend was to listen, even when given lists of schools where I could send my son full-time to free up my time. You know, I declined that, and I just listened and tried to be a good support to her in her decision. So I continued on the path of trying to help my son, doing a lot of research, and really ultimately getting closer to God because I had nowhere else to turn. Other than the support of my husband and our parents, who really didn't know what to advise us to do, the future looked pretty bleak for us, and I felt totally alone. I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I had wondering how my son would cope in the future. And, you know, then so many things happened, and the end of that story is my child is now an adult and has done very well, despite any of the things I did to help him. He's awesome and, you know, can live on his own and do a lot of the things that I never thought he could do. At the time, we decided to join a Bible study. We were invited, and we were studying the Acts of the Apostles, and this study opened my eyes up to the early church, and my husband and I hungered for more, and we began attending religious conferences, sometimes with these same friends and sometimes on our own, and we prayed, we studied, and we continued to grow deeper in our love for all things God. And a retreat date was shared at my Bible study, and my friend was absent from that meeting, but her husband, a good friend of my husband's, was present, and we had planned a mini vacation on a cruise that same weekend. But my husband and I prayed, and we decided we'd rather attend the conference and left it up to our friend to tell his wife. Unfortunately, he didn't, and when she found out about our change of plans, she was livid, apparently about many things, and one was the direction I was headed. While she attended church, she didn't hunger for God the way I did. And not that that was a right or wrong, I'm stating a fact here, it was just different. And so she was upset. She was upset that, you know, she thought I was going overboard in my faith and accused me of all kinds of things. And while I reeled from the shock from our conversation, being left speechless on the phone, and I typically have a lot of words and I'm not often speechless, but I was. And so I hung up and I, you know, kind of apologized. I was like, you know, I'm so sorry that you feel this way. But when I got off the phone, you know, I was furious. And you know how a person can feel to be wrongly accused of things and all of these, you know, things that must have been festering for a while. And I ended up crying and praying and decided I needed to call her back and seek her forgiveness for any perceived wrong. And this caused another avalanche of accusations. And while she accepted my apology, it was not a good conversation. So this made me even angrier. You know, how dare she? How dare she falsely accuse me? You know, here I am, this righteous person. And, you know, and sadly, I have to admit that the enemy used this anger to keep me in bondage. I was angry anytime I even thought about her, anytime I saw her at a distance at church, anytime, you know, I actually changed my circle of friends to avoid being around this person. And it actually turned out for the better because I didn't like the person that I was becoming. And I didn't like the circle of friends that we had, you know, mutually, and that I felt like it really wasn't where the Lord wanted me. And so it actually turned out to be a blessing in the long run. But like I said, at this time, and when things are happening in our lives, we just can't see the blessing. Well, I'm going to take a really quick commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you the victory in Jesus, how he is able to make the crooked path that I was on straight. I'll be right back.
What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. This is podcast number 10, and the topic is forgiveness. You can find the show notes at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. So how was I going to forgive someone who lied, someone who falsely accused me when I knew in my heart and before God that this person was wrong? So the second point I wanted to make is I had to make a decision to forgive. Forgiveness, my dear friends, is not a feeling, it is a decision. And this was the hard lesson I would learn sometime later. It took me 7 years of prayer for this person, until I truly was freed from this bondage. The bondage I was under was anger. Every time I saw this person at church or out socially, I had to pray to forgive this person over and over again. And it wasn't until I changed my prayer that I started feeling less anger. And I'm going to have a lot of scriptures, because there are many, about forgiving. Because when Jesus was asked how many times to forgive, and he said, 70 times seven. And here I was with a situation and having a really hard time accepting that scripture. And I'll have some other scriptures on the website as well. So I started praying like this: Lord, I pray for my friend, and I pray a blessing upon her. Fill her with an abundance of your grace, your peace, and your joy. Fill her to overflowing with every good thing, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. It wasn't until I prayed a blessing on her, that is when I was released from the anger. I no longer felt it. I was obedient and prayed the prayer every time this person came to mind, every time I saw this person, every time I was even reminded by something of this person. And in that way, I was freed. I was free to live my life in a way that was pleasing to God. Friends, I know you've been wrong, just as I have. I know in my heart, and my husband knew it as well, that I had been wronged. And he encouraged me, he prayed with me, and many of you are alone in your hurt and your anger. Well, don't feel that way anymore, because I'm here with you. Number three, once you can make a decision to forgive, you ask the Lord to help you. So forgiving is a decision. It's not something you feel like forgiving somebody. No, we don't. That person has wronged us. We're angry. We're upset. You know, it's perfectly normal to feel that way. But as a Christian, we can make a decision to forgive, and we can ask the Lord to help us. And I did. I said, "Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner, only redeemed by your grace and what you did on the cross and the resurrection for me. I know that only through your grace can I forgive my friend. I know you love this person, and I ask you to give me that love, the love that you have for them, because, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I pray to forgive this person as you have forgiven me and to love this person, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen." And friends, I'll have this on the show notes on the page so that you can look at that. This is not an overnight solution for me anyway. I think my heart was so hardened by the unrighteousness of the situation, and I had prided myself on being the type of person who is always above board, you know, the righteous person. And I had prided myself, you hear that word pride, on being the type of person who would never do anything like that to anybody else. And yes, I called, and yes, I asked for forgiveness, but did I really mean it? No, because the accusations were all false. I felt I needed to make that call as a Christian, because just in case I had really wounded her in some other way, I wanted to have all of my bases covered. So would it have been better to not ask for forgiveness? I don't really know. Maybe in this situation it would have, because what angered her was really outside of my ability to fix. Number four, forgiveness did become a feeling. Once I was able, in obedience, to pray for this person with my whole heart, a heart that the Lord had renewed and made whole by His grace, then I was able to feel this forgiveness and the anger melted away. Remember, friends, I told you at the beginning of this podcast that was 7 years of praying. Number five, praying a blessing on our enemies works. Another situation took place, and I'm using the word enemies, you know, loosely here. It's just quote unquote. But another situation took place with someone else in my homeschool circles, and the irritation began again, this time over someone trying to convert me from Catholicism to become a Baptist. And I was irritated because we agreed on so many things and what I call the foundations of salvation, salvation through Christ. So I prayed for this person and still was annoyed, you know, nothing like my other friend, but still it was an annoyance all the same. And I asked the Lord how to pray, and He led me to pray a blessing on this person, the same prayer with a little tweak. "Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner and only redeemed by your grace and what you did on the cross and resurrection for me. I know that only through your grace can I forgive my friend. I decide in the name of Jesus to forgive because I've been forgiven. I know you love this person, and I ask you to give me that love, the love you have for them, because, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I pray to forgive this person, to love this person, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And guess what? The Lord did it. The annoyance was gone, and I truly felt a peace and a Christian brotherhood for this person. Jesus did that for me, and He can do that for you. Do you have people in your life that have annoyed you, someone who has deeply wounded you, and you know in your heart that you have been wronged? Let's pray. Let's give that to the Lord today and allow the Lord to free you as He freed me. Dear Lord, I know I am a sinner and only redeemed by Your grace and what You did on the cross and resurrection for me. I know that only through Your grace can I forgive my friend. I decide in the name of Jesus to forgive because I've been forgiven. I know You love this person, and I ask You to give me that love, the love You have for them, because, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I pray to forgive this person and to love this person, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, you may not have a friend who has hurt you. You may have a family member or somebody even closer. And sometimes, friends, let's admit it, you have to forgive yourself, because we can be the hardest on ourselves sometimes. Whoever that person is, and even if it's yourself, go to the Lord and pray. And I promise you, the Lord will set you free. So let's go forth, you and me, together, proclaiming as the apostles did what the Lord has done for us. Take care. God bless. And I hope this podcast has helped you to learn the difference between forgiveness being a conscious decision that we make rather than just a feeling.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.